This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The UN Security Council is scheduled to meet today for the first time on Russia's troop buildup and threatening actions against Ukraine at the request of the United States. All key players are expected to square off in public over the possibility of a Russian invasion and its global impact. Russia is claiming that NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid these escalating tensions. From Associated Press, Karen Chamas.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told Russian media they also want to pull Ukraine into NATO, although everyone knows that Ukraine is not ready and could make no contribution to the strengthening of NATO's security. Russia's massing of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine has prompted warnings from the West against the Russian invasion of the country. Russia, in turn, demands that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance. The US and NATO has formally rejected Russia's demands about halting NATO expansion. Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss has warned, however, that any action by Putin in Ukraine will have consequences.
The number one thing that will stop Vladimir Putin taking action is if he understands the costs of that action.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Groups of civilians across Ukraine are volunteering for military-style training to fend off a potential invasion from those Russian troops. Far-right movement Azov and the National Corps welcomed hundreds on Sunday on the outskirts of the capital of Kyiv to teach them basic tactical maneuvers and weapons handling. The commander of the Azov battalion, Maxim Zorin, told the Associated Press the training camps were essential. He said, today we're talking about the Russian Federation's plan for a new attack against Ukrainian territories, and at the same time we're talking about the absolute ineffective actions of the Ukrainian government. And that is why we took it upon ourselves to start training the civilian population. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to host the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House as the West faces the prospect of a European energy crunch if Russia does invade Ukraine. Qatar is one of the world's biggest natural gas suppliers, but it might only be able to offer limited assistance if Russia disrupts the flow of energy supplies to Europe. Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile barrage targeting the eastern outskirts of the capital of Damascus, according to Syrian state media early today, citing a military source. Two Syrian military defectors said the strikes targeted rugged areas northeast of Damascus near the town of Qutaifa. Here, the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah group has a significant military presence and a weapons depot. The British government said Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a report from an investigation into lockdown-breaching government parties. The Cabinet Office said senior civil servant Sue Gray has provided an update on her investigations to the Prime Minister. Johnson's office has promised the report will be published swiftly, and the Prime Minister will address Parliament about its findings later. Professor Tony Travers of the London School of Economics said Monday that he thought Johnson's political survivor was almost certain, but cautioned that it remained to be seen if further damaging information will be made public in the interim.
It now appears that the Sue Gray report, or at least a version of it, will be published today, that's Monday, and we'll see then what exactly is in the report. How much of the full report we'll never know, but how much is actually published. And then I think stock will be taken by the political system about whether this is damaging or whether it simply leaves everybody hanging on the police inquiry that's now, or investigation, which has now started.
Exactly 1 week after Burkina Faso's president was overthrown in a military coup, the African Union has suspended the West African nation. The AU's Political Affairs, Peace and Security Department announced on Twitter on Monday that it had voted to suspend the participation of Burkina Faso in all AU activities until the effective restoration of constitutional order in the country. Police in Western Germany report two officers were shot and killed today during a pre-dawn traffic stop. The spokesman said officers were dispatched at the scene in the west central Kusel district, where they found the officers, 24-year-old female and a 29-year-old male, had been shot. One of the officers was still alive when the second team arrived, but died shortly thereafter at the scene. Police spokesman said they believe more than one suspect was involved. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.